Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Dr. Randy Tobler joining us this morning with a little reaction to this. Randy, another fine example of somebody making money off the family name, just like the Royals. What do you think?
I'll tell you, this is this is turning into great theater. I understand that Nancy and the Seven Prosecutors, Robin and the Seven Hoods, is going to be a Fox Broadway musical in the next series next year. This is hilarious, isn't it? It's like Kabuki theater.
It's funny to me on this these comments by Eric Trump that he's referring to Hunter Biden as the kid, this kid.
Yeah,
Hunter
yeah.
Biden is 50 years old.
It's my favorite clip of the day because he says it like six times.
This but I'm kid. Sure the ladies in the room will agree that very often men that they know, my wife, just ask her. Sometimes men never grow up emotionally.
Maybe
just,
that's what it is.
Well, and Eric Trump's 36. It's
right.
Not,
these aren't children.
When he's considerably younger. It's so condescending.
I mean, here's
awesome.
The thing about it. I mean, Eric Trump, his brother, his sister, the whole family works for an organization called Trump International, right? That's who they, that's how they earn a living, is off the family name. We understand that. Joe Biden has been a public servant since 1965 or something. I mean, for years he's been a public servant. And the what we know so far about what his son did to enrich himself is sickening. And I can't imagine why the Democrats want to force our hand and force us to drag him before the Senate for this impeachment trial, because there is fire where there's smoke in connection with that relationship.
No, you're absolutely right. And you, it's interesting to listen on the, you know, on the talking head shows on Fox and others when the Republicans, you know, Steve Scalise, I saw Senator Kennedy from Louisiana last night, a representative from Louisiana, another one. They're all giving Nancy a chance to stand down on this, because they're warning what's coming, and it's going to be hell and fury if there's a tit for tat in terms of that witness list. And I don't know. I think they're playing with fire. Now, of course, with this, you know, like you said, I heard you talking about Lev Parnas. And, is that some kind of, that's the latest bright, shiny object that they're going to bring some handwritten chicken scratch from the, you know, the Hilton Hotel cheap, on the desk in the room pad. God knows when that was made. Probably scribbled out 2 weeks ago when he was doing his plea deal. Or trying to.
Thank you.
I think that the Democrats are just desperately grasping at straws, trying to find anything to work here. And they're playing with fire because, man, you get Lindsey Graham on your tail and Mitch McConnell, the master strategist, and Graham, the master tactician. This could be very dangerous. And then on top of it, you got Bernie Sanders as the presumptive nominee. I really think there's a real chance of that. I mean, this could be a landslide like we've never seen come November of this year.
I truly believe that. I pointed that out yesterday. I mean, I remember forever making the joke that Walter Mondale just got out of the hospital, and my friends would say, why? What's wrong with him? I said, they're still picking gravels out of his butt from that landslide in the Reagan election. I mean, it could be that bad. This could go really poorly for the Democrats from this point forward when you combine all of these things together. I really, the economy, trade, I talked about it earlier, the China deal, which is completely got overshadowed yesterday by Nancy Pelosi. And I'm not so sure she didn't plan that, walking slowly down the hallway, her giddy little nervous laugh as she signed the papers and handed out the ceremonial pins to, you know, all of her fellow Democrats. Where's the mainstream media reporting on all of these successes? Oh, by the way, and the Dow closing above 29,000.
Right, and there's just no lack of hubris in terms of the way they're Judge Cox, the prosecutor for the Democrats in terms of convincing anyone in the jury who doesn't believe this is purely a political move, this entire charade for the last few months, actually since Trump went down the elevator. I offer as Exhibit A that this is political, the list of the prosecutors. Look at that. They have clicked all the boxes. Okay, they got the military guy from Texas. They got the Hispanic woman from California, Zoe. They got Val Demings, the black woman lawyer from Florida. You know, I mean, they've got the guy from Wisconsin, the military guy, sorry, he's from Wisconsin, right? So they've got all of these guys, that's where he studied anyway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They've got all of the boxes clicked for all of the constituencies that they're going to need to try to cobble together to somehow put together a ragtag voter constituency to bring victory in November. This has nothing, I repeat, nothing, Judge Cox, to do with high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, will you please acquit my client?
I'm banging the gavel on the table up here. Yes, sir. I couldn't agree with you more, and I accept your motion. Case dismissed.
Are you to dismiss, or do you want to see a knockdown, drag out trial here? There's people on both sides of the aisle.
I'm content watching the knockdown, drag out trial between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The CNN of all places released the audio of what she said to him after the debate the other night. Let's play.
Oh, I heard it.
A liar on national TV?
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
To Tom Steyer, who's just like this vanilla person in the background, walks over. He's standing there when all this is going on. He goes, I don't want to get in the middle. I just want to shake your hand, Bernie. Like, I'm a fan. Can I get an autograph? It was just weird. What do you think? What do you make of all that?
I recall a conversation like that about 30 years ago when my grandma was arguing when I hit a baseball through her neighbor, two elderly couples, you know, and I was at grandma's house, and she was yelling over the fence at my neighbor who said that, you know, I didn't hit the ball. It was thrown by the squirrel in the tree. And he said, that's not to do it. Let's talk about it later. That's the way she comes off. She's just so shrill. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't know. We were debating earlier whether or not, you know, it's really very much as she said, he said kind of scenario. She can make any claim she wants and then call him a liar. It's so obvious that these are the two people vying for that liberal progressive vote of the Democrats. If they can consolidate it, Joe Biden is in big trouble here. But I don't know that these two, they've both got egos the size of Manhattan, and I don't think that's going to work out so well.
You're right. If you could fire up the excitement on each of their bases for either one of them, whoever might be the presumptive Biden, you know, nominee champion, that's true. But I think there's so much vitriol between those campaigns, despite some of the schmoozing they've tried to do publicly. My guess is that there'd be a lot of, you'd get a lot of disengagement from either side. But Joe Biden, I mean, I feel embarrassed for the guy every time I watch him. It really is sad. Someone in his inner circle that has his ear needs to talk to him and tell him this is just, you don't, this is like a baseball player who should have retired 10 years ago and still trying to tough it out in the minors. You know, it just, it doesn't do well for him. Not at all.
Yeah, it's a true fact. You know, Randy, just quickly though, your point's well taken on why this whole case should be dismissed. But in the next two-week period, starting next Tuesday, according to Mitch McConnell, and we're going to get to Senator Blunt on here and ask him about this in about an hour from now, the nation is once again for maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 days of nationally televised coverage going to be dragged through this whole inquiry sham again. And it's nothing but pure politics, and it just sickens me that in light of all of this great news, we have to stop and watch this shift show one more time.
Yeah, and you'll continue to see the Trump administration and the campaign put out positive news whenever there's an opportunity that'll be in stark contrast to the joke it is. And I predict, Mark, as happened during the impeachment trials in the House, watch the ratings over the however long the trial lasts. They'll slump very soon and very deeply. I think people have had enough of this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Randy, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.